Karen, we're among friends. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Yeah.
Slightly differently to the routine, we're going to play for you afterwards.
Okay. Positivity tonight, and learning to think more positively and to speak more positively more often than not. The reason why I've chosen this is because it's one of the main weaknesses in my life. I do struggle with being positive and find it quite a lot easier to think more negatively, kind of being pessimistic. Which is obviously not a great thing. So I'm going to try and share with you my journey so far into trying to be a more positive person and doing this through the help of God and His Word. I don't think I was always a negative person. Well, I know I wasn't because we weren't born negative. But I can certainly pinpoint what kicked it all off. And that was an event that happened to me in 2001, which I think most of you are probably aware of. My first husband, Paul, died in a motorcycle accident. It was obviously very sudden and very devastating. Lucy and Dan were very young at the time. Lucy was 5 and Dan was 2. So they barely understood what was going on at the time and what was going on around them. Aside from this, Paul and I have been struggling in our marriage for about 2 years prior to the accident. He had depression that had gone undiagnosed for a long time. He was diagnosed 2 weeks before the accident and started medication, but the thing is, nothing between us had been positively resolved up until the day he died. So this left me feeling obviously not only bereft, but extremely guilty. And I think this guilt manifested itself into a negativity that kind of spilled over into all aspects of my life. Probably thinking back, I made an unconscious decision not to hope for anything good in life, which sounds awful, but I thought to myself, if I didn't hope for anything good, then it would be easier to cope with when bad stuff happened. And I wouldn't be left feeling hurt or guilty or disappointed again. So that was my sort of coping mechanism. Now, I just want to point out that at the time I wasn't a Christian. None of my family are, unfortunately. Although I had gone to church in my teenage years with a best friend of mine at the time. So, in 2002, or late 2002, Rolf came into our lives. He had been churched all his life, but had fallen away from the church considerably when I met him. But I could still tell that there was something a bit different about him. Even when he quickly discovered all my issues and difficulties that I had with almost everything, and how negative I was about everything. He didn't run a mile. He probably wanted to. You have to. Don't have to. But he didn't. That's the main thing. Instead, he started to gently build me up. Gradually began to break down the barriers that I put in place as my protection. And eventually, after around a year of us seeing each other, he started trying to persuade me to look for a church to go to, as he felt there was something missing from his life. I wasn't completely averse to the idea. I I had gone to church, as I said, with my school friends from about the age of 12 to 16, mainly because her dad was a minister and she had to go, so I tagged along. But it was great, and I think at the time we got a lot out of it, and we did a lot of trips. We went to Greenbelt and we were in a youth group, so it was all good. So anyway, we started to go to St. Peter's. Rolf got a little bit involved in the worship, but I must admit I remained very much on the outside. Wasn't really getting much from the sermons, and I was just basically hanging in there. Didn't realise it at the time, but when I think back on that period, I think that God was already at work in my life. So we weren't there that long before we decided to move to South Africa. Shortly after we got married. So moved over there, and after a long and fairly lonely start to life in a strange land, well, for me it was strange, we were away, lived quite a bit away from Rolf's parents, so we did struggle to make friends. Rolf suggested maybe we should find a church. So I agreed with this, but I think for me it was mainly in the hope of finding some meaningful friends and building some meaningful friendships. Anyway, after trying a few out, we found a great church and very quickly joined a cell group and very quickly started to make some really good friends who we're still in touch with now. It was at this church that I really started to listen to and absorb all the sermons and God's word. I felt he was speaking to me through the sermons almost every Sunday. All the people we met, including Rolf's own family, were hugely positive people. And I find that a real shock to realise how positive they were, because they faced a certain amount of danger every day living in South Africa, and yet these people just looked on the bright side all the time. And I just started to find that the more time I spent with them, the harder I was beginning to find it to be negative. It was beginning to take me a lot of effort to be negative, and the only negative thinking person amongst so many positive thinkers. So I began to realise that everyone we were now mixing with were Christians, so was there a bit of a connection? Jumping on, Rolf and I were baptised in the Holy Spirit only a few months after we joined the church. And it was shortly after this that I started to study God's work through the Bible, through books, and through the sermons and through worship. I wanted to work on the negative thinking that for me, I think, had become more of a habit than anything else and was certainly a stronghold in my life, which I wanted to be rid of. And, yeah, if I'm honest, I wanted to be more like our friends and more like Rolf and more like his family. So, what did I learn, and what am I still learning? Well, I started with reading a great book by Joyce Meyer, called The Power of Being Positive. And from this, I started to pluck out verses from the Bible relating to being positive. I realise there's no room for thinking negatively as a Christian. God is positive, and this is shown through Jesus in the Bible time and time again. He endured huge difficulties throughout his life, and yet he remained positive, always had an encouraging word, and always gave hope to those around him. And the first verse that I wanted to share that I felt really spoke to me while studying positivity was 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. So it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come." So basically, I'm thinking, wow, I'm living in Christ now. Having become a Christian, I'm reborn. Wow, this is amazing. I've been given a second chance. So to me, this meant there actually was a chance that I could change, that by being a new creation, I've now got a renewed mind. I realise that it's extremely hard to admit to anyone that you have problems, and probably just as hard admitting it to yourself. But I just kept saying to God, I really want to change. I really want to change my mindset and my thinking. Please help me. And I believe that as long as I trusted in God, he would change me, however long that may take. Then I came on to Philippians 1, verse 6. Philippians 1, verse 6 says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And as I say, I am a work in progress, but I believe that he will carry on his work in me. This also, at this point, brings me on to my favourite worship song at the moment, because it changes quite regularly, as we all know. It was a new song that spoke to me immediately. When I first heard it, I was jogging on my treadmill, which doesn't happen very often, I must say. It really doesn't. But as soon as Rolf got home from work, I played it to him and asked if he could bring it to us at Dayspring, which he did. And it's Creating Me by Wren Collective. We all know it. And are singing it regularly, which is great. And as I was preparing this talk, I just had the words going round and round in my head, like an earworm, threading themselves through this whole talk. So I wanted to share that piece with you. So alongside trying to think and act more positively in my life, I got to realise that I'm also relying on hope and faith. They are important, and I think all three, positive, hope, faith, are all closely linked biblically. Hebrews 6, verse 19 says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. So, it's saying, hope is the anchor of our soul, of our very being. It's a force that steadies us. So, if we live in hope, then surely we're also practicing being positive. It kind of goes without saying. No one promises that we'll never have any disappointment in our lives, that we'll never have any difficulties, that we'll never have really tough times. But if we can always have hope and remain positive that God is working in us at all times for our good, then, boy, I wish I knew this in 2001. But unfortunately, I didn't. Anyway, having faith alongside hope, I think, empowers us further to become a more positive thinker. Hebrews 11, for instance, is absolutely full of faithful people. Abel, Noah, Abraham, to name three, all living in faith. Verse 1 in Hebrews 11. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. I kind of thought about that for a while and thought, being certain in what we do not see and being hopeful and certain in something that we can't actually see. I thought that was quite a difficult concept, or for me it was anyway. But I kind of saw it as living like that, being hopeful and having faith in something that you can't even see, has got to lead to thinking more positively. So, to try and tie all this together and to put an end, or not an end to it, because it's still all going on, but to just try and sum it all up, certainly I found that by studying God's written work in the Bible and in books, it's actually helped me immensely with the with my healing process. And I think for anybody with any kind of strongholds in their life, doing a bit of Bible study, I think can heal, can be a great healing process. I did it just by looking at the concordance in the back, because I wasn't familiar with the Bible when I first sort of started church and everything. And it's just full of information, you know, picking out words like faith, hope, and then relating it to the Bible verses, I just find hugely helpful. And I also think that by me becoming a Christian, by anybody becoming a Christian, it becomes our duty to God to be a positive person. Otherwise, we're allowing Satan in. And boy, that's a whole new talk in itself. I don't have time for today, sorry. So when I start to think, when I'm at home, I'm on my own, and I'm thinking, where's Rolf? He's late. Maybe he's had an accident. Maybe he's not coming home. Or, well, I can actually pop anyone's name into that sentence, by the way. So don't be late to my house, please. Otherwise, I might have killed you off. But I can often do the, why am I feeling ill? Ooh, let me ask Dr. Google, my favourite doctor. All of a sudden, I'm terminal. I need to actually pull back from these awful things and take a deep breath and remember God's word and promises to us all. So, as I said earlier, I am a work in progress. I've got good and bad periods that I deal with. Rolf still has things that he just has to live by, like texting me his time schedule, just so I don't freak too much. But I think that's understandable. He understands why I'm like I am. But I do strive to live in the mind of the spirit, not in the mind of the flesh. So ultimately, bringing me right back to my favourite song, creating me a clean, clean heart, creating me a work of art, creating me a miracle. Something real and something beautiful. You're not finished with me yet. By your power, I can change, because you're not finished with me yet. Amen.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, there's a word from God there. We're going to spend some time worshipping and in song and listening, and I'll just give you a bit of guidance for that. But first off, Karen mentioned Joyce Meyer. You can actually see her on TV in Britain most days on preview. She's got a series on Enjoying Everyday Life on TBN. You have to pick and choose the stuff that you watch from there, but Alpha's on that programme, and Dave Gilkey from Hope City Church in Sheffield is on there as well. And there's a lot of good stuff that you can spend time looking at, perhaps when you want to be doing other things, but you can always record those programmes that are a blessing. And, you know, I have got no great desire to listen to Joyce Meyer. She's not my kind of person, but what she says is good stuff. It is. And she particularly targets people who find themselves with a set of problems. You know, being positive, hearing from God, depends on being able to hear what God is saying to you now. All very well having heard something years ago. It's what's happening today. I was looking out the window yesterday, and one of my big words came back to me from God. The almond tree is just beginning to blossom, and there's a verse there that God says, "I am watching over my word to perform it." That's a now word from God tonight. God says to you, "The things that I've said to you in the past, I'm still watching, in order to perform those things." And as we sing tonight, just stir up in your heart, what's God saying to me at the moment? Now, what's the word for me? God's not finished. God's not finished. God loves you just as you are. He loves you too much to leave you just as you are. So, let's see. Let's hear from God. We get a chance to pray with one another a bit later.
Yep.